Slug constitutes Utah influencers. We use our voice to nurture what's important in inspiring a healthy community: music, arts, lifestyle, and events.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. We can change your bad habits. I am Crystal Ramirez. I'm in a band called The Aces, and there's four members of us. I'm the lead singer. Elisa Ramirez, my little sister, plays drums. Katie Henderson on lead guitar and backup vocals, and McKenna Petty on bass. We signed with Red Bull Records last October, and we're working on an EP that's coming out in June titled I Don't Like Being Honest. We started the band when I was 11 and my little sister Elisa was 9, and you know, it was just us in the beginning, and we were playing, and I was playing piano and guitar and writing songs. And Kenna, I've known her since I was in like kindergarten, and we have like a long history together, and have been really good friends for a long time. And I just said to Kenna, dude, like, get a bass for Christmas, we need a bass player, join our band. And she's like, okay. So she did, joins the band. The three of us played together for about 4 years until we were 14, 15, and then Kenna met Katie in junior high, and she had like this amazing band room, and we all became really good friends, and I realized that she was far better than me at guitar. So I was like, okay, I need this girl in the band. And then on top of that, she was like a harmonizing machine. So I was like, it's settled. She's gonna really help us take what we're doing to the next level. So I was like, hey, do you wanna play a show with us? And she was like, yeah, I'd love to. And then she's just played every single show ever since. We're waiting to see if she actually makes the band. But we'll keep her for now. It's been such a benefit for us to have started so young, and it really gives you a lot of time to figure out what you want when you're young, because you kind of have like that cuteness pass. It's like, oh, that's cute. Like, and you have that window from like, what, like 11 to 16 to like do whatever you want and really experiment and just like grow up and learn about music and learn how to play and learn what you like. And I think for us it's been really beneficial, because now we have like a head start on it. We're 21 and we're really, really confident in what we want and the direction we want to be going. And up until only about 2 years ago, we were the Blue Aces. It was just a really natural progression for us. Dropping the Blue and moving on, I think we just felt it was a more mature decision. All people on our team and in our family and friends were already shortening our band name and already saying, oh, it's the Aces. And it felt sleek and it felt nice and it felt like a shedding of skin and a bit of like just a natural maturation, I guess. But yeah, as far as the creative side of it as well, Elisa has directed Stuck, the last video we did. We all have a big say on the videos and the creative and visual side of that. It's a really fun part of what we do. Kenna runs our social medias for the most part and is amazing at that. It's always been a really strong suit of hers. And then Katie as well always is chipping in and being like, oh, what if we did this and what if we did that. And I think we all just sit together and really have long discussions about our videos and the music we write and make sure it's all really collaborative and represents each of us individually as people, because we are so different, but we all have a very similar end goal and a very similar mindset in what we want as a band. We're still the same us. We still make all the decisions. We still are writing the music. It's no different. We're just growing up as we do it. So, we're obviously in a heavy, heavy writing process right now because we're finishing up our album. And I think that the way that we write the best is from personal experience, because if you felt it, you can really try to portray that. Lyrically, an example, I guess, would be a song called Stuck that we wrote back in Brooklyn about a year and a half ago. And at the time, I was in a relationship that I remember when we were singing the melody for the chorus, I was just like, I'm stuck, babe. Like, it just felt really nice. And I felt like that was the sentiment completely that I felt. Like, I just felt stuck in this relationship. And I didn't know how to get out of it. And I didn't really know if I wanted to get out of it, but I felt like I was at a standstill. And Elisa, who does a lot of the writing with me too, was going through something pretty similar. And so the way that we do it is like, we just try to keep it pretty simple and straight to the point. Like, that's something that I would say to someone, like, oh, I just feel stuck. Like, I just feel stuck in this relationship. And to reference like a verse, I guess, we talk till we're blue in the face, which is the first line of the first verse. And I think just trying to capture that with a visual of a color, almost like we just keep talking about the same thing over and over and we're fighting and we're not getting past anything. Like, and the words don't resonate. Like, it doesn't even matter. We're just saying stuff and we're saying stuff and we're just not moving, you know? And so I think, yeah, lyrically and melodically, we really try to portray the feeling together. And I think in Stuck, we try to portray a desperation there. The more universal you can be, the more you're doing like a service to the world. Like, I think as we write songs, that's such a goal of ours. And, you know, we write with these two guys mainly in Brooklyn named Simon Oscroft and Dan Gibson. And they're older, you know, in their 30s, and they're from New Zealand. And so they grew up in a different part of the planet. And they're completely different people than us. And they have different, you know, a different way of looking at the world because they're just different people. And it's really amazing to sit and, like, if that lyric relates to them too, then we're on a good track. You know, if they're like, oh, that lyric like kills me and it kills me too, then I'm like, I'm a 21-year-old female from Orem, Utah. If it translates to both of us, then I know that we're on a good path. The biggest compliment to me, and I know to our band, is when people are like, I felt that exact same way. Like, you said exactly how I felt, and like, I listened to that song and that song makes me feel better. And I actually just had a kid reach out to me on Instagram from Brazil, and he was like, hey, I've actually been really depressed lately, and like, your song, every time I listen to it, I just feel happier. And thank you so much. Like, you're just making me feel happier. And that to me is like, that's exactly why I do what I do. There was this one night specifically in my mind that I can remember, that it was Grammy night, I think in like 2014, 2013. And Lorde had just won two Grammys. And I think it was just a big, like, she's our age. If she can do this, we can do this. We love this. And it was just so inspirational for us. And I, at that point, had been kind of planning to figure out how to do a solo career, because it was looking like the girls were going to take off and go to college for a bit. And so I was like, all right, well, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. And Katie drove over to my house and she started crying. And she was like, I just can't not do our band. I just watched the Grammys. Like, I'm feeling so stoked. And Elisa was the same way. She's like, I don't want to do this school thing. I don't want to go to college. Like, I want to do this. And Kenna came over as well. And we kind of just all sat in the car and like had this moment together of, okay, guys, are we going to do it? And they're like, we promise we want to do it. And I was like, all right, well, if we're going to do this, then we got to start making some goals. And we got to like really make like a plan and a trajectory of what we want to do in the next year. So we got to work and we started recording music, because we hadn't released music in 2 years. And we started just releasing things and putting content out and putting ourselves back on the map in Provo on a bigger scale than we ever had before. And things kind of just started like dominoes, you know, like one thing after the other. We met a lawyer who we met our manager through, who, you know, and it just was a lot of hard work and it was a lot of faith in that what we were doing was going to pay off. And so I think that's what changed it for us. I think it was just our passion for music. We couldn't let it go. We knew we had such a special thing together. We'd been together at that point for 7 or 8 years, and we just really wanted to see what we could do and felt like the sky was the limit. There's this want to like not say you're going to be something. This humility, almost, that's what we call it, right? There's no power in that. I think as like a young girl, it's not being cocky. I think it's just being like, I want this, and this is what I feel like I need to do and what I really want to do. And that's attractive, and you attract things to you by doing that. Do the best you can with what you have now, because the sooner you release content, the sooner people get a hold on to something, like, the sooner you're going to get to move past that and do better the next time. And that's my biggest advice to up-and-coming bands, and even still to myself, is like, just keep going. Just keep putting content out. Just keep doing your absolute best, because it'll only get better as you do that. And you're not going to get anywhere by sitting, holding on to stuff nervously. You know, you're just not going to get anywhere. Being an all-girl band, there are stigmas and there are expectations. A lot of them, obviously, not true. I think that we've been pretty lucky because we have grown up in a time, you know, that isn't as intensely sexist as a couple decades ago. So people have been pretty receptive to us, pretty excited, and pretty encouraging, which we feel really, really lucky about. But of course, there are little things that I think And they're almost little comments that people don't, they're not meaning to be rude necessarily. I think it's just our culture. And little things like when we released the music video for Stuck, and when Stuck came out, we were getting a lot of attention, especially on Reddit. And there was all these comments like, these girls aren't real. These girls are fake. They were put together. This can't be real. And there's just this expectation that like women can't organically on their own want to play music. They are like told to and like forced to or something. And I think that we feel really, really strong about that. We feel really strong about being representatives for young girls and women. Like, we did this on our own. Like, we worked our asses off, and like, we're doing this because we love it, and we are playing, and we are writing our songs, and we want to show other girls, like, do it, hop on the stage. We need more representation. We've been really, really conscious of our team and the people we surround ourselves with. And I would say, like, all the men on our team are, like, strong supporters of women and have never made us feel inadequate or like, oh, sweetie, can you do that? You know what I mean? They're all like, of course you can. You guys are badass. Like, we're here to support you. We want to be on your team. So we've been really conscious of that. And if anybody's ever exhibited any strange behavior like that, they're just not a part of our team, because that's not the way that we function. It's not the way that we work. I mean, the way that we live our lives is, we show up, we play the show, we write the music. Like, we don't have to, I don't have to jump down your throat and be like, hey, we weren't put together. I swear I'm a musician. Like, I don't even have to talk to you about it. Like, I just live my life and do what I love to do and what we all love to do. And we can just let our music speak for itself, honestly. A day in the life of an ace. So since signing with Red Bull, it's definitely got a bit crazier travel-wise. We're very back and forth. So I think we've spent a total of maybe 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a month at the most, in Utah this entire year. It's been New York City, then to LA, a ton. A lot of time in Los Angeles writing the album. I come home for a little bit, hang out, we all do, see our families, and then it's like another suitcase, change of clothes, and we're off to do, you know, the next few writing sessions or shows or whatever it is that we're doing to prep for the EP release. So it's pretty hectic, but it's completely amazing, and it's been something we've been dreaming of doing for years. I think Provo is such an amazing place. There are not near as many cities like Provo. It's so special, in Salt Lake City as well, especially a place called Valor, which is super, super dear to our hearts. Corey Fox, who owns the venue, and then Kenesha Johnson, who helps him run it, have both been extremely influential and encouraging from the time we were really, really young. Corey was always saying, I think you guys could be really successful. I think you guys could be really successful. You really need to keep doing your band. And I would sit down with him and be like, Corey, I need your help. How do I sell this show out? How do I do this music video? And he was always absolutely a mentor, gave us a stage to perform on. You know, when we were young and first starting to play shows in Provo, we played, I think the first time in Provo, we played at Muse Music Cafe, which is just a venue right next to Valor. Or I think it might be closed down now, but it was at the time. And that was kind of our first step. And we played Muse, and we always knew, like, okay, first we're going to play Muse, and then hopefully we'll get to play Valor, because that's like the stage and that's like the place to play. And Corey approached us after seeing us play a couple times at Muse and was like, hey, I think you guys are really talented. I would love for you to come play at Valor. And that was like, oh yes, like, we get to play Valor, like, we're really stepping up, we're making waves in the scene. And so without that stage and without that support and belief, I don't know where we would be as a band. I think that we are definitely really strong and probably would have pushed and tried to figure it out, but that was so crucial for us as a band, that stage. There's so much development that happened on that stage. Performance wise for me as a lead singer, I really found who I was and the way I wanted to move and the way I wanted to talk to the crowd and interact with the crowd because of that stage. And I think we're all just forever grateful to Corey, because he really was absolutely such a great mentor to us as young kids. The next song you're going to hear is a song called Baby Who. It was actually the first song that we wrote after we signed our record deal. The whole message of this song, and something that we all feel so passionate about, is that you don't need a relationship. You don't need things to be happy, because at the end of the day, it's just you. And you got to learn how to, like, be who you are and be content with that. And Like, baby who? You know, you don't need a baby. You don't need anything. You just need yourself, and be confident in that, and like find your own happiness, because that definitely comes from inside.
Look for answers. I never used to wonder why. Search for loving, but that always comes in time. Make it look easy. Wish I didn't have to try out strangers. Used to take up all my time.
For listening. If you want to listen to more of our music and check us out, we are on Instagram, Twitter, anything you can think of, The Aces. And our EP is coming out early June. I Don't Like Being Honest. Thanks so much.
Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.